Are good and evil two sides of the same coin? Get God failed, Ariel Langford's disturbing account of a tortured soul manipulated by good and by evil. God failed is available everywhere digital books are sold. Okay, so if angels and... Wally! Jesus, Wally!
We're searching for the Demonic Testament, a book written by a demon, and you're coming with us. Hey everyone, it's been quite the week, that's for sure.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, well, as you guys all heard, that creepy baby doll came back for another visit.
That fucking thing really knows how to make an entrance.
Yes, it does. All right, so before I begin to describe what happened after we start recording on Wednesday, I want you all to remember something I said in the show last week. We have to believe the unbelievable, accept the unacceptable, because shit got real weird last week. All right, so when we heard the baby doll walking around and laughing, we stopped recording. And we went to investigate.
Which started with just listening through the door for the first couple of minutes.
Yeah, and when we heard the laughing and footsteps stop, we slowly opened the door.
Well, here, let me set the scene. So, we're using the attic as our studio. It's basically one big room which opens to a small hallway that spills into a smaller outer room.
Right, okay. So, when we open the door leading into the hallway, the doll was standing a couple feet from the door, just staring at us with those evil eyes of blackness.
And then it started walking towards us and belted out that horrifying laugh. Mm. Damn, that laugh just sends chills up my spine.
Yeah, mine too. Makes the hair on the back of my neck just stand up.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, so we both watched as this baby doll took these tiny steps forward, sort of bouncing as it walked, kind of like someone was holding it and making it walk, you know, sort of like what a child would do to make this a doll walk.
Except it was no child making that thing walk.
No, this doll does just fine all on its own. Anyway, as it took its steps, we noticed it was holding something behind its back. And when it reached the doorway, and something to keep in mind, this fucking thing is laughing with each step.
Freaky as fuck.
Yeah. So it gets to the doorway, and it looks up at us, and gives us that creepy dark stare.
And by this time, I'm shaking so bad I can barely even stand. Seriously, I was freaking out.
Yeah.
I've never seen this thing walk and laugh before. I've only heard it, which was bad enough. But seeing it walk around like that, Jesus, fuck, that's just not...
Yeah, she's not kidding. I mean, I've seen some shit before, seriously, in all my investigations, I've seen stuff. But this is not something you will easily forget.
Yeah, so it's standing there, on its own, giving us this evil stare. And then all of a sudden, the goddamn thing starts laughing again. It drops the thing it had behind its back, turns around, and just walks off.
So, the thing that it had behind his back turns out to be a card that has the all-too-familiar sigil of Baphomet that Sarath uses on the outside. And on the inside?
24/12.
Yep, that's it. No apostle signature like the others, just 2412 written real big. If you guys missed it, we did post a picture of it on both Instagram and Twitter. So if you missed it, go check that out.
Yeah, so as we looked at the card, we heard the baby doll walking around downstairs.
Yeah, that's creepy. So we went downstairs, found it sitting on a stool, against the wall right in front of Sutton's room.
Where the hell did that thing get a stool from?
I have no idea. It must have brought it. I don't know. Anyway, when it saw us, it hopped on this kid's stool and just sat there, silent. It would occasionally turn its head and look at us, but it didn't make a sound. So with one eye on the doll and the other on the note, we tried to figure out what all this meant.
You might have been trying to figure out what all this meant. I was just terrified, staring at the doll as it looked back at me, just taunting me.
Yeah. Well, needless to say, I told Sutton that the doll is not going to leave if we stay here keeping our eye on it. So we crashed in my room for the night. And when we got up on Thursday morning, the baby doll and the stool were both gone.
What a relief that was. I mean, oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So, well, obviously, you know, we missed dinner. So we had a big breakfast and just jumped right into investigating what all this means for us and the investigation. Wally searched through Bible verses while I started Googling. The first two pages of results were all Bible verses and computer stuff. But midway on page 3, December 24th.
Yeah, the European way to write December 24th in shorthand. God, it felt so stupid. I don't know. It was so obvious, but I guess maybe we were just overthinking it.
Yeah, you know what they say, hindsight's always 20/20. But we should have guessed it was a date, because this date is significant. And
go on, tell them what your theory is.
Okay. So after we realized it was a date, things just began to connect. First, December 24th is the date that Agatha, Christian, and Madeline all died.
Yep.
So I started looking into that. The first thing they all had in common was that they were all touched by Sarath. And I was touched by Sarath. Then the other thing they all had in common was they all felt alone, isolated. Christian had no friends until he met Ariel. And once his mother imprisoned him in the basement, he didn't even have her. Madeline was sick off and on, so pretty much just stayed at home. And Frank was always at the bar, and then he went off to prison. Her only real friend was Father Martin, but even he wasn't always around.
Yeah, and he ended up dying on her.
Right. Agatha was considered a freak by her schoolmates and family, so her only friend was Sarath. Well, I too was alone here after we moved. Mitch was always gone, and I had no friends.
And every time that baby doll shows up, it's for Sutton. It's for you.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago was the first time. And then a couple of weeks ago, it shows up in your room. And now it shows up with this note.
24/12. December 24th. The 24th of December. I think Sarath handed me a death notice.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Oh, I am. Even you agree it's likely a date. And the 24th is only a few days away.
All right. I admit, the evidence does point that way. But it's still possible that the note means something else. And we still have plenty of time to figure out what it means.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, hell, it could just be Sarath fucking with you. Or maybe with me. Or the both of us.
I don't think he's fucking with either of us. He's been there, done that already, especially with me.
Okay, but why would Sarath want to get rid of you? You're helping to expose his book to the whole entire world.
Well, there you go again, applying human logic to a demon. I don't know. Maybe he figures my death could bring attention to the investigation and what we've already discovered.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
Thanks. That makes me feel whole bunches better.
Sorry. But hey, at least the doll is gone.
Yeah, until the 24th when it comes back for me.
I don't think that's going to happen. I just don't. And even if it does, I have ways around stopping anything Sarath might try. And I told you that.
Yeah, you did. And, I do try to find some comfort in that. But
yeah, I know.
All right. You know, I think I just need a cocktail. This has just gotten me into a mood, and I just need to be done with the show, I think, for right now. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I get you. I get you. And I suppose I could use a drink, too.
Ooh, it may be tacos. I mean, I can't die on an empty stomach. Jeez. We should go to that new place and get some tacos. They always make me feel better.
A last meal?
That's not funny, you bastard.
All right. Well, thanks for being here, everybody. And we will see you guys next week.
No, we won't.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. This is the last show for the year. But have no fear, the podcast does return on January 3rd.
Yeah, so you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter for updates. And maybe to see whether I live or die. It's like the best reality show ever.
Jesus Christ, Sutton. That's kind of morbid, don't you think? I mean, seriously, don't talk like that. All right, Wally Fitch out.
This episode may be over, but don't miss what happens next. Follow A Walk in Darkness on Instagram or Twitter for the latest developments in the investigation.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe.